On the first of this month on Speak Out, we looked into a complaint by Xolani, who wanted to buy a property at Harmonica Sands in Centurion in the city of Tshwane and was asked by the estate agent to pay a deposit of 2,000 rand. Here is his story.
What happened is I was actually looking at buying a house. Whilst I was looking at buying a house, obviously I had keen interest. I had to sign some forms, and then there was some form of agreement that actually I had to pay 2,000 rand in upfront, and then they said, shoot, it happened that everything doesn't go through, and then I would get my 2,000 rand back. So after that, then obviously, then we got another house, and then I actually didn't go through with that particular house, and then the bank as well was taking too long to respond. We didn't agree with the bank, so I decided not to go ahead. So when I came back, I told the lady, and then she said, okay, give me your stuff. Let's go ahead, put it through the process, and then see if you can get your money.
We then contacted the Estate Agency Affairs Board, EAAB, to find out how common the practice of paying a deposit before starting with an application for a home loan is, and its legality. The State Agency Affairs Board's legal manager, Dalin Kambunle.
With regard to the payment of 2,000 deposit, obviously this is, first of all, if I should say, is not supposed to have been done by an asset agent. An asset agent is not entitled to any deposit for starting a home loan application. Asset agents are not responsible for home loan applications, but rather they are responsible for concluding contracts with buyers. So the agent was not supposed to have requested any amount for a bond or loan application. Loan applications are usually done either by the person buying himself, does it with the bank, or he uses a bond originator. And I'm not sure if the bond originators would require a deposit, but usually I've never heard of such. And although we have received complaints from people where estate agents have done this, and what as the EAB have done is we've disciplined those estate agents for that because they were not entitled to do that. It is illegal, and they have no basis for requiring such monies from a client.
When I was talking to Mr. Mlangen, he had flagged the estate agents that I'd sent, that one that Olani Loluana was dealing with. He said that I think they're not registered with you. In this case, where you're dealing with somebody who's not registered with IEEB, what protection does somebody who wants to buy property has?
Well, our Act does not require an estate agent to be registered with us before we can assist the consumer. So whether the person is registered with us or not registered, we can assist the consumer who has been aggrieved by an estate agent. And I think the intention of the Act is to protect the consumer. And the legislator was aware that we are going to have consumers who do not know whether an estate agent is supposed to be registered. And if we are going to exclude them, then it means that you're not protecting the vulnerable people, the so-called Mrs. Lamini, who the previous public protector used to talk about. So basically what I'm saying is that even if the agent is not registered, one, we will assist the consumer. Secondly, we will deal with the estate agent in terms of applying our Act by enforcing the enforcing our disciplinary action against the estate agent if we are able to find him. The only problem that we encounter when an estate agent is not registered is that usually the details that we are given, we are unable to trace the agent unless we instruct tracing agents, which sometimes are unsuccessful. However, if the consumer has then suffered a loss, for example, they paid money and the estate agent stole those money, whether the estate agent was registered or not, that particular consumer is entitled to claim from our Fidelity Fund as long as they can furnish us with the information and documentation that is required to submit a claim with the EAAB.
We then chat with Olani F. Duplo Incorporated. The law firm that Olani had paid the deposit to had contacted him or refunded his money. Did the lawyers from Duplo Incorporated contact you?
No.
Did you get your refund?
No, I didn't.
Okay. Like I just spoke to the Estate Agency Affairs Board.
Yes.
So I'm going to give you an update.
All right.
Okay, so they're saying there are three things that you can do. One, because the money has been deposited into Deploy's account, which are lawyers. They don't deal with lawyers. They only deal with estate agents.
All of them, they say that, what's the problem there? Because even the South African Law Society, they said something like they don't deal with whatever, something like that.
Okay, because they were saying that you should approach the Law Society because they're the ones that deal with lawyers. Two, you can go to their website. There's a form that you have to fill in and claim from the Estate Agency Affairs Board fund that 2,000 rand. And then they will assess if you meet the criteria, and if you do, they will refund you. They'll give you that 2,000 rand back. And if you don't, then they will advise you on what to do.
All right. Thank you so much for your hard work. No problem. I appreciate it.